Welcome back to Game Show Wednesday. At stake, a really good prize, two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. The show date is Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 at Northwest Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. You have a chance to win them before they go on sale, and most importantly, not to pay for them, which is big. Mm-hmm. So we're giving those away all week. So we're going to play Name That Metallica Tune, Deep Cut. We're not going to play Master of Puppets here. We're not going to play Unforgiven, the songs you've heard a billion times. It's the easy way out.
If you're not a Metallica fan, I suggest hanging up.
Yeah, this might not be the contest for you. Yeah. It's pretty simple. All right, so we just have a bunch of callers lined up. We're going to have them listen to the song one at a time.
It's a six-second clip for the first song.
Six-second clip.
All right.
And if none of the first four callers get it correct, we'll move on to a secondary song with a new batch of callers.
Okay.
That's the way this is working.
All right.
So the caller that's been on the MGM National Harbor listener lines the longest is Mark in Warrington.
Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Mark, let me just ask you, from 1 to 10, how big of a Metallica fan are you? 1 to 10.
I'll probably go 8-bish.
8?
Okay. Eight's pretty strong. That's pretty solid.
I was thinking 10, but all right. Have you seen them in concert?
Yes. Been to Roanoke. Been to D.C. for the Summer Sanitarium Tour. So I've seen a couple shows.
He goes way back because the Summer Sanitarium Tour is like 20 years ago.
And I pulled tickets to Blacksburg. I got tickets to Blacksburg yesterday, so I'm going to Blacksburg, and I'm hoping to go to D.C. on the 28th.
Well, this may go pretty quickly, because this guy's in the tank big for Metallica. So we'll give you the six-second listen. Best of luck to you, Mark.
What's going on?
Hold on, Mark.
I'm very confused. Sorry.
I thought he was putting all four on.
No, we're going to go one by one. Okay. If he gets it, the contest is over. If not, we'll go to Kevin.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
Next. All right. Good.
All right, here we go. Here we go, Mark.
Oh my god. That's your 6 second.
I can tell you, I've never heard that song.
Is that a super popular one?
No,
it's gonna be The Struggle Within.
Oh my god, he nailed it.
Congrats to you. You're going to not only the show at Lane Stadium, you're also going to see Metallica.
Shazammed it
at Northwest Stadium.
He's so happy.
Tickets go on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. courtesy of Live Nation. Well done,
man.
That's not a track that ever got any sort of like radio airplay.
I've never heard that song.
So good for him. That's impressive.
That is.
So he's doing the Metallica double dip. Blacksburg.
He's going to Blacksburg, and then
Landover.
3 weeks later, he's coming back up here.
Yep.
Northwest.
Do you want to play some of the other songs just for our own edifice or whatever the word is?
If we can play them. I don't know if you guys will be able to identify them.
Oh, no, I won't be able to identify them, but I just want to hear them.
Yeah.
These are now, when you pick these, did Valdez or you pick these like just based on deep cuts or popularity?
Mostly, we wanted to reward the loyal Metallica listeners, not just the nerdy Metallica.
I'm going to be honest. I picked The Struggle Within because that's Scott Farrell's longtime intro.
I knew I had heard that.
Shake it out.
I couldn't identify it.
That's the only time you would ever hear that song.
Love me some Scott Farrell. Love that dude. Good guy.
My question is, who's the guitar player for?
That is Kirk Hammett is your lead guitar player.
How can he play the guitar that fast?
James Hetfield is your rhythm guitar player.
Yeah, but I'm saying the guy who's playing it really fast has got to be Kirk Hammett. I've
always said this. If you can play guitar like that, you're touched by God. Like you're just, if you can move your fingers that quickly in the right spot on a fretboard, and then to do it while you're singing, like I don't know how people do that. It's just,
they're from another
planet. Amazing talent.
I have no idea what that song is.
Talents. That second song, by the way, was Leper Messiah off of Master of Puppets, in case you're wondering.
Mm.
I know you've never heard that. I know that's new to your ears. Definitely to Jason's,
correct.
Too.
Correct.
Yeah. You want to play another one?
Sure. I'll play Metallica songs the rest of the show if you want.
You might find this funny. So The Cornell volleyball coach, I'm sorry I'm talking about, just in my world.
It's all good.
Her name is Trudy. Mm-hmm. She's been there a long time. And she was telling me this, you know, after the game they had a little celebration or whatever. And she was telling me how awful, she had Jason's vibe, how awful today's music is.
Okay.
And she complains
about
her
already.
She complains about the girls' playlist because the girls, you know, they play, they love the country, but they also play the hip-hop stuff or whatever. And she said when they have a bad day or something, she starts practice with her music, and it's Metallica, Slayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all, and I was
wow.
And the girls probably, they hate it. They hate it.
If they have a bad day, she plays her music
love
the next day.
Right. She's playing Rain and Blood
so
by
she's
Slayer
trying to,
do,
to
start
you know how,
the
like,
practice.
We would torture the terrorists and play like Britney Spears music or whatever?
Yeah, sure.
That's her punishment.
Love it.
To the girls.
I feel like going out to a volleyball practice all of a sudden. I should go.
Only after a bad day.
Yeah, just after the bad day.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I don't want to wear the tight shorts, though.
This was the third one. Look. So we figured if they couldn't get the first two, we had to make this third one a little easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard that before.
That seems like, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
you've played it's, that.
Yeah, played it a billion times.
Played it a billion times.
What's it called?
It's Hero of the Day.
Can you keep it going?
Yeah. 1 second, sorry.
Yeah.
Undersold cut off of, this is off Load, correct? This is not off Reload.
Mm.
Yeah, that's Drab's favorite album.
Load?
Yeah.
Big fan.
Some serious projection right there.
Yeah. All
serious
the projection.
Projection.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah. Was this one popular? I know we play it.
Yeah, semi-popular.
Yeah, I'd say relatively popular.
It got some MTV shine.
Yeah.
I remember the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in black and white.
What percentage of MTV today is videos? Literally.
I don't know.
I swear, I have That's not watched question. MTV in, I don't know, 10 years?
Maybe 20.
Maybe longer than 10. So I would have not.
This is a good bop, as the kids like to say. It's a bop.
This is more of their commercial poppy.
Load and Reload were not.
They were not well received by the Metallica community.
By the Metallica
community.
Faithful, because they thought it was
a little too soft.
Yes. Not now. They weren't as widely panned as Saint Anger. People hated Saint Anger.
Was that super poppy?
No.
Like, relatively speaking,
it was just a weird sound. They had been away for a while. It was kind of experimental. Like
the drums sounded different.
People hate that album's guts.
Like, still to this day.
Yes. It's wide, like universally looked at as their worst album by far.
I honestly don't think I could go to a show. I think you say you got ring. I think I would have ringing in my ears forever. I think it would ruin my ears.
Well, you just have to wear earplugs.
It's got to have one of the loudest shows.
I don't know how many decibels they're cranking out at this point.
There's just something about it that's kind of jarring.
Well, I think
to
it's
my
mitigated
ears.
When it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. It's much worse if you go to a Metallica show in like the late 80s, early 90s,
like
inside an arena.
Yeah.
Was probably like 2 hours of a 747 just taking off in your ear. I mean, it's an assault on your eardrums.
Mm.
And maybe that's why I have a ringing in my ear when I'm 54.
Saint Anger,
stinks. Stinks on ice.
You didn't like that song?
Like the song. Yeah. Didn't like the entire album.
Oh,
okay. Nobody that's in the band likes
so
Saint
when
Anger.
What year did Saint Anger come out?
25 years ago, maybe.
So hold on. So when they do their concerts, they never play cuts from that album?
Now, they may play one or two because they're doing a no repeat bit where they play.
Oh, that's right.
They'll play a stadium two nights and they don't repeat the set list. So they may have to throw in a Saint Anger tune here and there, but I'm guessing they're very few and far between.
That's your bathroom break.
That is that's the bathroom break, or you go buy your $50 t-shirt. It's one of those two.
Huh.
If they crank out a Saint Anger era tune.
So Mark from, where was he from?
Mark from Warrenton.
Warrenton, he's very happy.
Yeah,
very
good
happy
for him.
Man.
Good for him, and we'll be giving those tickets away the rest of the week, so continue to listen.
I like the
for
deep
your
cut
chance.
Game.
I like the deep cut game, too. Here's some tunes.
More of it tomorrow.
You know what? You get exposed to some music you haven't listened to.
I haven't heard those.
Very good. All right, coming up later on the show, we've got Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. We have Mike Loxley to talk Terps football at 9:45. In about 25 minutes, Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join us. When we come back, though, we'll get back into the Commanders. We'll tell you where they have wound up on the latest NFL power rankings.